This is Future Tense from American Public Media, your guide to technology and the modern world. I'm Jeff Horwich, in for John Moe. Free television on the internet is about to get a little less free. Hulu.com built up a big following by offering shows like Lost and Family Guy from three of the four major networks, ABC, NBC, and Fox. Those networks also own Hulu, by the way. And now that we're hooked on it, this week they introduced Hulu Plus, a paid version that costs 10 bucks a month. Matt Buchanan of Gizmodo lays out what you get for your money.
Well, so with regular Hulu, you typically get the most recent episodes of shows like The Office or 30 Rock. But with Hulu Plus, you know, they have a huge back catalog of shows. So whereas on the normal Hulu, you might have a season or two of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, with Hulu Plus, you have access to the entire run of the show, all 143 episodes. So it's just a much deeper library, and they're going to keep adding, you know, a bigger and bigger back catalog. Plus, the other thing is that it's offered on more devices, so it'll be available on your TV via certain Samsung models, PlayStation 3, Xbox 360 later, and then on your iPhone and iPad. So that's the main thing, more stuff and more places.
But I gather I still have to watch the ads during the shows, right? Same as in the free version. So Hulu Plus just sounds a lot like Hulu Plus, I have to pay for it now.
There are still ads, but Hulu, part of the reason they're doing this is to try to make money. To make it sort of a more sustainable business, because that's what the networks care about. That's what the people making TV care about. They need a certain amount of money coming out of every subscriber. So this is a way for them to sort of supplement their revenue and you know, try to forge a new way to do television, because there are a lot of hands that have to be paid in the end.
A new way to do TV. This model, basically paying a subscription for on-demand access to your favorite shows. Is this a tectonic shift in TV as we know it? Namely, is this going to kill good old-fashioned cable? Dan Frommer of Business Insider, what do you think?
Hulu can't kill off cable because the people who own Hulu, which are big TV networks, get a lot of money from cable providers, both through advertising and also through affiliate fees. So Hulu Plus is a way for doing a bunch of things. One, Hulu can generate some revenue for itself. Two, Hulu can go to Comcast and the other cable guys and say, look, we're not giving everything away for free anymore.
Hulu's got a lot of great content. They've gotten a lot of people hooked on it. It's tempting to think that Hulu Plus is leading us toward this world where the cable bill is irrelevant. We're getting everything on demand this way. And you, I gather, actually went so far as to scrap your family's cable to become a Hulu household at some point, right?
I did, and it didn't work very well, although my life has changed a bit since then too. But basically, to recap, at one point I got rid of my cable bill, which saved me about $1,000 a year, and hooked up an old computer to my TV and a couple other boxes and watched pretty much all my home entertainment over the internet. But over time, as I spent more time at home, I came to miss things like live sports and some cable networks that are not available on the internet. For example, the Food Network or Discovery Channel or these things. They just aren't on Hulu and won't be anytime soon because of their different business models.
Now, is this really a big, hairy deal, this Hulu Plus thing, or is this really just one more incremental step, something that everybody expected Hulu was going to do at some point anyway, and let's just move on?
It's impressive. It's very cool that they have so many deals already in the pipeline for consumer electronics devices. But in reality, this is just one small step. There's pretty much no one who's going to be able to replace cable with a $10 a month Hulu Plus subscription. There may be other services like this that you can mix and match and eventually get kind of an experience that's good enough for a lot of people, but it's going to take some time. But so far today, I think this is just one of the early steps.
At the moment, Hulu Plus is available only by invitation. You can register for it online. The company's not saying when it will be open to everyone. Visit us at futuretense.publicradio.org. Our producer, Larissa Anderson, is here now. Hey, Larissa.
Hey, Jeff. I'm sure you've been following the news of the Deepwater Horizon oil spill.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Now there's a video game to help you feel like you can clean up the mess.
That's excellent because, you know, I felt so powerless through this whole thing.
It's called Crisis in the Gulf. Story is an oil rig owned by a company called DP Explodes. And you shoot at oil blobs with torpedoes and try to kill off the oil before the pressure gets too high.
That doesn't sound realistic or helpful in any way.
No, not really. But the game only costs a buck to download.
Hey, if you've had enough, can you press a button that says, I just want my life back?
Maybe in the next version. For now, you can see video of this game at our website, futuretense.publicradio.org.
I'm Jeff Horwich, in for John Moe. This is Future Tense.